You're listening to Chainleak, the crypto news podcast with your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Follow and subscribe today.
Welcome to the Chainleak podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Roomsburg. And today we have Ashish Chaudhry, an actor, producer, and founder of Hefty Art. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me here. And it's quite an exciting thing for me because I think a couple of years back, I wouldn't have imagined I'd be doing a podcast with anything to do with crypto. A couple of years back, I didn't know what was crypto as such. But here I am, and let's do this.
Okay. So right now, what are you working on as far as filming goes? Are you working on any movies or TV shows, and where are you filming at?
So it's a little unfortunate. I would say it's fortunate and a little bit unfortunate. The fortunate part is that work's been going great. And, you know, we've been building up really strong, got a few incubations going, other than Hefty as well. All interconnected. It's just one thing led to the other. But unfortunate part is that I've been having no time to film. I have done over 35 Bollywood movies. I have done a whole lot of television series, shows. Over 75 ads, some music videos, but I've always done it as a hobby. I have never taken it as bread. It's always been butter for me. I've always known I wanted to do something else. And yeah, so it's been about 2.5 years that I've not faced camera. I suppose I should be doing it next year in 2023 because I miss it really bad.
Not bad. Okay, so what regions are you filming in when you usually film?
So it's all over the world, really, right? So Bollywood films, they typically love going overseas to shoot their songs, per se. And they like to go to good locations for good, romantic scenes or action scenes. And then they come back to where they're shooting in Bombay. So I've shot a lot of films in London. I've shot a couple of films in the US, lots in Australia, lots in South Africa. But yeah, primarily India and all the good locales that we have in India, we pretty much juiced out in all the films that we do. So it's a global experience. It's too exciting. Now I'm producing as well. So I have a production company. I'm like in the process of creating a few web series, a few feature films, a few OTT films. So yeah, I'm all around it. It's a 360 degree.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, what is the blockchain and cryptocurrency aspect in India right now? Are they accepting of cryptocurrencies?
I put it in such a way that it is the most exciting topic. Wherever we are usually hitting a party or going for a dinner, that's the discussion point that has to be touched. So okay. The point is everyone's really excited about it. The excitement was all about this is the future before the bear market came in. But now it's more like this is not the future. But the topic will keep going on, right? And everyone will keep talking about it. Some will be positive, some will be negative. I'd say more of them would be negative because people are still not getting it. But they do know that this is something that the world is not denying. This is something which is going to probably change their minds in a period of time. So these discussions get into really deep lengths. And especially the people from the film industry, they're really shocked, the Bollywood industry that I am into this scene. So sometimes they try to grill me. Sometimes they try to ask me questions which they feel I cannot answer. And there's some of them which I really can't because, when you talk about Web3 and crypto, each day is a learning process. You're getting to know more every day. And I'd probably be a dinosaur for a lot of people out there in the crypto because, I've just arrived in my 40s and it's not going to be easy for me to catch up with all the young boys who know more about it. But being a founder is a good place to be in because my team, the average age is just about 25.
Okay. Now, do you remember when you first heard about cryptocurrencies and blockchain? Did you have any interest at that time?
I feel blessed in a lot of ways. Not that I've not had my bad times, but a lot of things when I've really imagined it, it's happened. I think manifestation is the strongest virtue. And it's just that when I want something, I follow my heart, and it turns out to happen, right? So it was about 2 years, just a little less than 2 years back. This kid who's the CEO of my esports and gaming incubation mentions something to do with NFTs, right? So Yash Pariani, who is the CEO of House of Gaming, which is another incubation of mine, in which we have a tournament-based platform for esports. We have a real money platform that's coming up, and it has there's a bunch of things going on. But anyway, he wanted to complete the ecosystem. Cool, yeah, so he wanted to complete the ecosystem by making NFTs for esports gamers as such, because they are pretty much bigger than Bollywood celebrities in India now, the gamers. We've arrived there. And I'd say in India, esports and gaming is about 13 times the size of the rest of the entertainment industry put together. So it's huge here now. You know, it's shocking if you see some YouTube videos of these really ordinary boys who are gaming well, but they're nothing short of, you know, extraordinary. And he says NFTs, and I didn't know what it meant really, right? And I jumped into it, and incidentally, because I've spent some time with a tech company before, I've always been interested in tech. And I wanted to create a fantasy platform even before Dream 11 was launched in India with one of my cricketer friends, which didn't work out. That company didn't turn out to be a dependable one. But I knew somebody from there who knew this somebody called Sandeep Nehwal, who's founded Polygon, and said that, you know, this is the right person to know more about NFTs and blockchain from. And I managed to get his phone number. Now, here's what happens is when I'm not a really big celebrity as such. I'm a regular actor. But if you're known, you can open doors really easy, right? So people feel familiar. So when they see me, they know that I'm not some scamster, because I'm a public figure. He may be just wanting to really know what it is. So the genuinity comes across. The belief comes across, the familiarity comes across, and they manage to really open the door and meet you. And Sandeep picked up my phone, and I spoke to him, and Sandeep said to me, "Hey, sir, big fan." And I said,
"That's crazy."
I said, "No, Sandeep, I want to tell you something at the bottom of my heart. I am a really big fan of yours, because this seems to be the future, whatever little bit I've read about it. You have created something extraordinary, and may I please request you to give me some space in your world and tell me more about it." And that's how it started.
That's sweet.
And the rest is history. And he's pretty much a partner, and he's pretty much a founder of Hefty with us now.
That's so crazy. Now that's a mind-blowing story. So speaking of Hefty Art, could you tell us more about Hefty Art and what you guys are looking to bring to the industry?
So Josh, I'll take you a little bit around it. Want to give my gratitude to is the fact that as a person, you know, I have OCD. I have this disorder where I want everything to work. It has to work out correctly, right? Like one thing can distract you. You better connect everything together and everything looks good. So even when I got into production, so I have this company called Hindustan Talkies. Hindustan is the Indian way of saying India. And Hindustan Talkies got into production, which was a natural progression for me from acting. But I didn't want to be a production that just made movies. Why is it that entertainment is only movies? You know, even, shopping is entertainment, and esports and gaming is entertainment. There are a bunch of things that are related to entertainment, right? So I wanted to extend that arm of entertainment by getting into esports and gaming, as I told you. And eventually, I wanted to build in that ecosystem of entertainment. I wanted to do everything that was associated with entertainment. Similarly, when I went to gaming, I was like, I wanted to do a tournament-based platform, real money-based platform, the NFTs, a social platform, owning teams. Yeah. So I was creating that ecosystem there. So when Hefty really started, what I really want to tell you is that we had good information from Sandeep and from Polygon. They were the right guides and the right gurus for us. But what we did was build the ecosystem again, like all the other businesses of mine, build the ecosystem in India for Hefty. It's not just art. We have Hefty Gaming that has to do with esports. We have Hefty Entertainment that's to do with films. We have Hefty Music, and we have Hefty Fashion. So what we really wanting to create is interoperability between the verticals, right? And use utilities off each other and, you know, give people their memberships to the clubs that, you know, can be used in the other verticals as well. So even though art is quintessential, right? Art eventually, I mean, people like us who believe that this is the future know that digital art is going to be more valuable than physical art in the future. But at the same time, we wanted to join in utilities even in those NFTs because it has to give you more than just a validation of true ownership, the provenance as such. We feel that it's got to give you a lot of excitement owning it. There should be some kind of a membership when you own an NFT. That's okay. Only when you know the value will increase, not only for the art bit, but also for the experience bit that you get with it. So now art, again, because it's quintessential and it's going to be, you know, definitely the first one that's going to be value-based NFTs and not volume-based, whether it's gaming or entertainment, are going to be very low-valued NFTs giving you higher utilities. It's not going to be something that's going to be in millions, like, or it won't be like a Beeple. So art is something that we decided to launch with first. And in art, again, we created an ecosystem in that vertical as well, as I always like to do. So we have artists that are painters, we have sculptors, we have cartoonists, we have traditional artists, we have modern ones, we have legendary ones, and we have newer ones, you know. So Hefty Art pretty much looks like it's in a very good space. We launch on the 19th when the auction starts with the Fury, MF Hussain's Fury, with Sotheby's as a partner. And that was yet another partnership we are very, very proud of and very happy about. So, yeah, that's what Hefty Art looks like now. It's pretty much ready to roll.
Okay. Now, with Hefty Art, you mentioned you're going to bring in e-gaming, you're going to bring in movies, you're going to bring in the artwork. How would movies play a role inside Hefty Art? Would it be fractionalized, fractionalized ownership of a movie? Or could you tell me
more? That would be Hefty Entertainment's pursuit as such. They are definitely going to do that. As far as art is concerned, I'm looking at very basic examples to start with. Again, I have a very good team. I told you all the kids who are going to build the plans, and they know a little more than me. But I look at it like a layman, right? When I talk, I explain everything as a layperson because I've learned everything from scratch after being, I would say, the last generation that would probably know less. But at the same time, I see basic utilities, right? I see a big movie being released in India. You have some really big stars and some really big movies. And I see them mashing up with a sculptor or an artist and taking out a series digitally that goes out with utilities that are attached to that movie's actors or the producer or, you know, the future derivatives of that movie. So there can definitely be mashups. It's as simple as that. We now have cracked a very unique partnership with Sandbox, where they've given us about 29 parcels of land just for us to build the Hefty World. So, you know, we build the world over there, but we're going to have virtual Red Premiere movie, you know, showings. We're going to have, you know, music concerts. We're going to have art galleries. We're going to have gaming arenas, and we're going to have fashion shows with our fashion vertical. So, you know, there's lots of that's going to go on with each other over there. And so the mashups that you can create between these is very unique. I'll give you another example of how we are creating Arzan Khambata's drops. Arzan Khambata is one of the biggest sculptors from India. And he's made a sculpture of the INS Vikrant, which was a warship that was one of the most popular warships in India when it was used in the 1972 war and had its life lived out. And when it was being broken down, the naval officers of India actually cried because all of them have lived in the belly of that ship as such. And they all bought parts of this ship when it was going into scrap, right? So they bought all the metal of it and they went to the sculptor and told him, can you make a memoir of our mother, which is the ship? And he is on board with us and we are making NFTs with that metal, which the Navy of India has, sculptures, which are going to be digital, right? So it has the physical sculpture and it also has an NFT and you actually own what the Navy really has made as a memoir. And the utilities get attached with a whole lot of stuff with Arzan, right? Master classes and shout out. Then they get some kind of whitelisting into our other drops. They probably get to go to some other premiere of a movie which is being released by Hefty. So it's connected all over, right? And we have other interesting things. The same metal, we have now, closed our partnership with the Bangalore Watch Company, which are the most luxurious watches in India. And they are going to use this metal as the face of their watch dial. And they're highest priced watches in India, but we are going to have a Hefty and BWC watch with Arzan signature on it, which will be another buyout which the NFT holders can have. So, you know, we create these things around drops which are beyond the ordinary experience, right? Our endeavor, Josh, is that we need people to start believing in this. We want them to know that once they buy an NFT, they're going to get value for it. It's not just going to fade out and diss out and disappoint them by feeling that, hey, you know, why am I getting this when the world is telling me don't get into it? They should be our propagators and go to tell people that, look, you do get good things when you buy an NFT. Things do happen when you buy an NFT.
Right. No, not that it's just- I really like the idea that you guys are doing with that ship, because not only the original people that were on the ship, but their sons and daughters, their grandkids, then people within their family can get involved. The people that understand this technology and be like, hey, grandpa, I remember you were on this ship. Here's an NFT. Absolutely. I just purchased that will help me remember you when you do pass on to the next life. This is something I can Absolutely. Always keep and look back at. My grandpa was on that ship. Like, that's a real, Absolutely. Real cool idea.
Absolutely. Josh, that's the most essential thing, right? Just like physical art. That's another thing too. That's the first thing I discuss with people when they say, why does art need a digital copy as such? Okay, we all know it's provenance. Okay, fine. Then they'll say, it's okay, I believe the gallery that I bought it from. But you really have to understand something as basic as this, that your physical art will die out. It does die out, or it can get burnt, or it can get stolen, or your kids can
be damaged, right?
So, you know, you really know this will stay on forever. And like you said, generations down, that artist's family or his kin has benefits not only of having it as a memoir, not only of owning the IP of it, but also earning from the resales of it. So, which you and I really know is the right, but this is what we got to educate the world about. We are, as Hefty, in the midst of doing a drop with Sotheby's for MF Hussain. I must tell you, I don't know whether you're aware, but MF Hussain is the most legendary artist from India, right? And having his IP was something that really shocked the hell out of everyone in the country.
And you guys have that exclusively?
Exclusively, yes. Okay, and what's even more exciting, Josh, is that his son, who's also the head of the estate, loved every bit of what we spoke to him. And he got more and more interested. And he's now also a curator with us because he's an artist himself, right? And he wanted to come in and become a part of Hefty. And we have brought him in as a you know, representational, kind of a co-founder level person. What we realize with every vertical is, okay, let's get the big person from this fraternity or this industry to come in and tell everyone, hey, this is the place to be. So that's why in our entertainment vertical, we have one of the biggest actors from our film industry. In music, T-Series, who we have exclusively, that constitutes for about 48% of the music that comes out from India. And and in gaming, we've signed up 8 of the 10 top gamers from India. And in fashion, we have the top jeweler of India for our jewelry fashion. And we have amongst the top fashion designers. So these people have come in just to probably propagate with the rest of the industry. You know, people should know that now people are starting to believe this. So once MF Hussain came in, everyone had to take a look and say that, hey, he's gone here for a reason. So business development really is easy, Josh, for us. Nobody will deny coming on because they know that we've got a really strong founding team. Other than Polygon being the partner, Hefty is actually formed by 3 companies, my company and Polygon and also Hangama India. And Hangama is a 21-year-old company that's been partnering with all digital content that comes out of Indian movies and Indian music. So they are the gurus of Web 2. And Neeraj Roy, who's the founder, Neeraj Roy, he's like the icon of Web2 in India. And Sandeep Nehwal is the icon of Web3. And when I made them meet, the cutest thing happened. Sandeep touched Neeraj Roy's feet and took his blessings. And when I saw that, I knew something big is about to happen. Because, Josh, if you're getting into this zone, one really cool one-liner came out of the meeting of Neeraj and Sandeep when they said that when you want people to get to know this better, let's create a 2.5. Let's do a phygital. Let's do something where people get so much from it, where they know they get things like from the Web2 world, things from the Web3 world. So let's make them crossover bit by bit. Don't just shock them by bringing them into the world of Web3 right away and saying, hey, it's all digital. So we're doing
that. Was brilliant in itself. Now, did you guys cue that word? Phygital?
Yes. We wanted to copyright it, actually. But it was like a very big headache. But we were the first ones to utilize that word first. And it was because we cracked a deal like that first. And when
Phygital represents 2.5, the mix between Web 2 and Web 3. I just want the community to understand that. That's mind blowing to me. And that's a brilliant word. That's a brilliant like catchphrase. That's sweet.
So we have our Instagram where we've explained phygital really well. So we're trying to build that. You know, it's very difficult to get a community that comes in, but the propagation goes on. We put out as much as we can to explain to people. And again, we got a lot of verticals, so people are going to understand more once they come into our ecosystem as such. And I think the high point, the reason why we extended our launch 3 months further was only because we wanted it to coincide with the auction of Sotheby's. So Sotheby's has its biggest auction of the year in London in October and in New York in April. So they have these two auctions. April was too far. But when we spoke to them around about in June, when we were planning to launch, they were so excited about this word phygital, right? And they went into it further. And they're a 280 plus year old company. And I would say they're the biggest name it gets in art. And they have decided to put a digital drop under the hammer as such. I mean, not clearly under the hammer because you've got to have an online auction. But they are going to be speaking and presenting and giving out this digital drop along with the physical in their auction and telling people to go online and book in for the smart contracts and stuff like that. But
when they auction it off, they're going to mention the word phygital.
They are.
That's so crazy to me. That's so nuts. Okay, so with the auction for the premium sale happening for this new artwork from MF Hussein,
right?
Is it going to be? Are they going to focus on the digital aspect or the physical aspect of this artwork?
Again, that's another thing that spun around with time, right? So just before the bear market, we all were so sure that we could get just about any price for this. People were chucking money, right? But yet, we have a very strong team that's associated with us at the founder level, right? So right from the team from Polygon and the eDAO, who are also partners of ours. So the eDAO that are partners of ours, the CEO of the eDAO is this gentleman called Anand, who's also Troubadour. He's the founder of MetaWallet with the gentleman who bought the Beeple, right? So they bought it together. Okay. And he explained to us how important it is to have a sale that gets outdone in its resale or in the next sale as such. You know, you really don't want to get an NFT that you know, find some buyer, because we do have enough resources to have somebody to come out and buy our NFT as such. And that's what people do, right? They manipulate their sales. But it doesn't translate well when he buys it and is not able to sell it for a plus. So we are not keen on kind of resourcing out some of our contacts through Hangama or Polygon or the people we know and tell them, hey, buy it. We're not going into that zone. We are not even the types who are looking at profits as something that will just be the end goal. For us, it's an endeavor. We really want to educate. We really want to win. We want to win this whole battle of telling people that this is the right space and this is something that you should benefit from. And hence, when we went to Sotheby's, even if they sell a physical painting, they normally price down the paintings about 25 to 50%. So they give room to people to bid and, you know, up their bids and stuff like that, because it's a general experience even in Sotheby's that if you, you know, price it higher than what the estimated value is, people don't bid at all because they realize that you're not giving them that space or that ability to go bid. And we kept that little bit of a logic along with us. So we got out of that space of trying to get a really huge value or try to become a Beeple. We start with a cost which is lesser than just the physical bit of that painting. So now let that people go out and, you know, see how much value they want to give the digital bit. Because as it is, the bear market, it's all about free mints now, right? So nobody's giving any value to anything that's digital. and I think it's a good exercise to go with something and watch where they're heading.
Do you see this artwork by being digital? Do you see it as bringing more value than just the physical artwork? Because me personally, I think that brings more value. The authenticity of ownership, being able to display that digitally instead of having to have somebody come to your house to see the artwork. Like, there's a lot of different aspects in having a digital artwork. Is that the way you see it?
So, Josh, yes. One thing is the provenance, where you get authenticity. You know that you can interact with the person or the family or the estate that's made the painting. That's big, but that's basic. Like you said, the life of the digital one will go on forever. They will get the remuneration from resales forever, which is, again, big. But there's so many other benefits of that as well. As, you know, a person who buys paintings, I want to flex, right? Why do I put it at home? I want to flex it. I want to show it. And you're right. How many people are going to see it at home? So if I carry it on my devices, I can show it everywhere. I can put it up in hotel rooms in the future. We all know that even in a hotel room, you're going to have a digital frame. There are basic things like if I own three MF Husseins, I'm normally keeping one at home, one at my office, one probably at my holiday home. But now you'll have a digital frame where they can just keep swiping and you can flex all three at the same place. And the biggest one, you can actually rent it out to people who really want to show it off at home when guests come in. So, you know,
that's what I was just thinking, because you mentioned having it in a hotel. You could license that artwork to the hotel to be able to put that digital copy on the wall when people walk in. That's a crazy way to make some of that money that you spent to purchase the digital artwork. You could earn some of that back just by licensing the artwork out.
Absolutely. You can monetize.
That's crazy.
That's good fun. I mean, I just hope people recognize this. It's been such a crazy endeavor because we've been approaching and tying up with galleries, right? And we have a couple of gallery partners. But it's so difficult to get through to them. And mostly all the top business houses in India are slightly the older generation. So they, again, are not the NFT, blockchain, crypto community as
don't understand the technology, right?
Oh my God, sometimes I just want to kill some of them when they don't get it. I tell them, all you do is, you know, it really doesn't cost too much to make a smart contract. You just tell your artist that you're going to sell this with a digital copy. They are getting another derivative to earn money, right? Because when you make movies, there's a derivative out of music. There's a derivative out of putting up in theaters. There's a derivative out of putting it up on a satellite or a, you know, platform like Netflix. So you make money from different places. The poor artists are just making money out of selling one physical copy, and they say goodbye to their paintings. And that's it. Even for their families, it's over. Whatever you made it tomorrow, the price rises up. They get nothing.
And there's no royalty.
Just make a digital copy. What's the harm? But then they're like, no, the artists normally run away. And that's why, Josh, the legendary artists for us are more like the people who will put up a signboard to the rest of the, you know, fraternity that, hey, we believe in this as well. But our genuine and our biggest tie-ups are the younger, new age, futuristic digital artists who get this, because they will design their paintings or their sculptures or their cartoons for that medium. And, you know, they will really bring out something that sells. And we've signed up in FT. We have started with one set of 20 verified artists who are on board with us. And each of them are worthy of bringing out a series of drops. And we are actually really doing that. We have a creator residency program as well. They're going to mash up with curators. And we've signed some of the most desirable curators for these artists, or even artists who they want to bring on. So we have even MF Hussain Sun as one of the curators. We have Anand who has bought the Beeple and who's the founder of MetaWallet as one of them. We have Shuruk Amin, who's really one of the biggest female names in the world of crypto. You should be knowing her. We have the Asia Pacific head of Sotheby's, who's curating a series for us. We have Method Labs, a guy called Sahil, who's one of the most successful digital drop guys in India. And Kunal Gore, who has Animal, which has also branded our company, is doing a series for us. So we have a bunch of really good curators who are mashing up with these artists and bringing up series one after the other after the Sotheby's drop.
Okay. Do you guys have a marketplace that you'll be releasing to where people can Yes. purchase the digital art directly from you?
Yes, we are. So that's a very good question, Josh, because this was something which we were always dabbling with, is how are we going to get eyeballs, right? If you have a shop in which nobody's going to walk in, how are they going to buy? And as far as our gaming was concerned, we are making our social platform for gamers as the marketplace. It has a straight click into, you know, buying NFTs. So, you know, your community is there. I also have another incubation, which is, if not the world's, at least India's first Web3 powered fashion portal, a retail portal, which will have a community that will be able to buy even physical outfits. But when they click on NFTs, they come to the marketplace for hefty fashion. So art could not do that. So the best possible move we could make was to tie up with a good, you know, art house that has a community. And the first thing when Anand came into the team and he said, Ashish, I remember that day we were in Soho House in Bombay. And he said, Ashish, you cannot expect people to come to your marketplace. Start with somebody, you know, Sotheby's is obviously a very difficult bet and Christie's is a difficult bet. At least get a good, you know, art house from India like Saffron Art or, you know, one of these popular art houses. And when I hear something, I told you about that same thought of mine about manifestation. I just, when I think of something, I think it's all possible. And I always pick the phone on anybody and everybody. And I speak my heart to them. So, you know, things just happened. I just straight went in and went for the
hunt. That's a good point for people listening too. Listen to what he's saying now.
I just dropped into Neeraj's office. I remembered Neeraj had met Charles, who's pretty much, you know, the founder, the founding person of Sotheby's. And I remember they met in a panel talk. So I ran up to him and I said, Neeraj, did you guys exchange numbers? He said, no, I have his email. I said, can you please send him an email? And things just started there, right? And suddenly Charles puts on Sebastian, who's the world CEO, and all the other gang from Sotheby's. And rest is history, right? So we're starting with them. As we're co-branding with them. We have a straight visit to their sale page from our site. But yes, immediately after that, we launch our marketplace and we'll co-brand with them again. We plan to do a bunch of other stuff. We have a fractionalized sale of an MFSN. You just mentioned that word, which will be our second one with Sotheby's. So we're still in the works for that. But we go drop by drop with Sotheby's, right? And hopefully something very big coming up in the next one in April in New York.
Now, I was reading the white paper or the website, and I seen you guys will have individual curator pages. Would these curator pages link back to the marketplace, or will they have customizable domains like theirname.com? Is that possible, or will it link back to the marketplace? Or haven't you thought
Josh,
that far ahead yet?
No, so it's been discussed. But first of all, I apologize if the website had a little bit of something that you didn't like, because it's gone live, but we are really going live on 19th, the day the auction starts. So it's still fixing up. And so is everything fixing up about the, you know, the gallery page that the curators will have, or the studio page that the artists will have. But what I can really tell you is they're going to get what they want. And that's the way we want it. Even as even our, you know, partnerships, our shares, our revenue shares are more than fair. And I've told you, this company is not about going out and juicing out profits. It's about alignments. It's about education. It's about bringing in community. It's about having people come to one place to just perform the best for the same endeavor. And the same liking that we have is the fact that digital art is the future. And let's just do this.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add about Hefty Art? Is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you'd like to cover?
We are more or less, we've covered quite a bit. I don't know how much I'm supposed to bring on to this, but we are really excited to bring in some very big names. We've tied up with a few. I'm probably not going to tell you now, but they are I would say in each of them, in each and every section of art, we've got the biggest legendary name and the best digital artist. And we have the combination of people which will shock the world of art, right? So you really wouldn't feel that these people would want to come onto the same place together. But right. That's what we want to do, Josh, get the community together. We want that after this one Sotheby's sale, people start visiting drops by which they realize that that was not the end all be all. It's not that it's a cash cow, right? We don't want to just sell a physical copy because that makes us money along with the digital bit as such. So we'll have really, really experimental drops as such. We are doing series that are inspired by topics that the curator wants to just spell out. We have, like say, Kunal Gaur, he's doing something called the Kohinoor series, where we are making art that depicts all that India probably was scarred with during the rule of the British, when they were ruling India during its colonization. So everything comes with a little bit of a plan, with lots of thinking and with lots of speciality as such. And that's what Hefty Art is. Everything that comes up will probably make everybody else in the digital art community or whatever think about, hey, you know, why didn't we think so much before dropping something? Why did we just like draw out something and put it out there in OpenSea? With due respect to OpenSea, obviously, they're great with what they're doing, but we are not them at all. We are far from that. So we are a specialty outfit. We are here to make a difference to the world of art, and we are focused on that with this one vertical. So we don't lose focus from what we are concentrating and fighting for. And then we move into our games bit, which is also very exciting, which launches next. Entertainment bit, because every Bollywood movie has been calling up Hefty and they want to use it as a promotional tool. And we're not allowing them to do that, Josh, because movies just look at NFTs as promotion. That, hey, we are releasing. Let everybody know we are coming to the theater. Let's do NFT drop. We'll build a lot of curiosity about the movie. But we said, no, we did one experimental drop for a really big movie. Which was an Ajay Devgan movie, who was a really big star in India. And we spelt it out that he played a pilot in the movie, right? And they sold an NFT of his outfit. But guess what? Whoever bought it cannot do anything with it. So we really want the gamification bit ready before entertainment comes in. So you can use the avatars in the games as such. Proper fashion would be coming in after that, after entertainment, films and music. So that's our roadmap. I'd say by second quarter next year, we are pretty much ready with the ecosystem of Hefty, and there's going to be some really exciting utilities for anybody who buys any of the NFTs from any of our verticals.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, the last thing, when and where are people able to purchase the first digital artwork from Hefty Art?
So hefty.art is our domain. We have a straight visit to the Sotheby's sale page. And that's going to be the place to go and pick that bid. The bidding starts on 19th October, goes on till the 25th. 25th is the live auction where they will be announcing the closing of this online auction and urging people to go on and put in their last bids. We are going to be present there with Sotheby's. So we are going to be the salesman for the digital bid over there, explaining to people that, hey, the digital bid also has a lot of value. Look at it. Think about it.
For sure.
And I'm going there personally myself, right? I don't have any qualms about standing there and explaining to any potential buyer about the importance of owning the digital asset of this digital piece.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show. This is Ashish Chowdhury, the founder of Hefty Art. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Have a good day, brother.
Thank you. Thanks. Nice meeting you, man.
You too, buddy. Peace.
Bye.